Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayetze, uplifting the mundane. If we ask ourselves, what is prayer? For our Salvagic, prayer is about need. If there's no need, if you don't need anything, then why are you praying? After all, according to Ramban, the root of prayer is al hatzara tzorerechem, something that's bothering you, something that's the enemy within, the enemy without. Internal problems, external problems. The whole basis of prayer is to approach God through something that you need. It's sort of like you have an excuse to approach the king because there's something you need. Rav Amital, of blessed memory of Yeshivat Har Etzion, told a beautiful story that there was a Hasidic Jew who didn't have anything to talk to the Rebbe about because he didn't need much and he didn't have any great Torah thoughts to share with the Rebbe. So when he saw the Rebbe, he would tell him about his cow. That was his connection with God. Our connection with God is through things we need. It seems petty or mundane, but we can uplift the mundane by turning to God regarding our most petty needs. Hasidim, however, are disturbed by this concept. They say, really? That's your connection with God? Is that your cow died, God forbid, or that there's a problem with your cow, or there's a problem in your business, there's a problem with your family at home. Sure, person is important, but aren't there loftier things to pray about? After all, what about God and His world and His problems, the fact that the world is not perfected yet in the way that God wants? And therefore, say the Hasidim, that the ultimate idea of prayer at the highest level, of course, most people are not on this level, but at the highest level, prayer is for God. You know what the problem is? The problem is I can't make a living. You know why that's a problem? Because then I can't support my family and then they can't learn Torah and I can't concentrate, so I can't study and I can't pray. I can't do mitzvot. That's the problem. It's God's problem. I have a problem with my family. Then I won't be able to do mitzvot. I won't be able to do commandments. Ultimately, each mundane problem can be uplifted and translated into a problem vis-a-vis God's world and God's desire that we do mitzvot, that the world be perfected in the love of God and the worship of God. And therefore, that's the essence of prayer. So two polar opposites. Rabbi Salvagic, the human needs are at the center of prayer. They're the matir. They're that which allows you to get up and pray. Hasidim, it's ultimately all prayer should be about God and God's needs. It may start with your needs, but you need to elevate those needs to become something about God. Look in Parsha Vayetze, we have a sulam, we have a ladder. Its feet are at the ground. Its head is in the towers, is in the clouds, is up in heaven. And the Tzvor Hamor, Rabbi Avraham Sevan, originally of Spain and Portugal and North Africa, he says that, you know what he's doing? He's trying to unite his earthly problems with heavenly thoughts. Listen to this. He says, Jacob, our forefather, he has an earthly problem. You know what his earthly problem is? It's his problem. It's nothing to do with any mitzvah or anything. His brother's trying to kill him. Now, of course, it's a mitzvah to save your life, but it's not fundamentally God connected per se. It's a human problem. His brother hates his guts. That's the mundane problem that faces Jacob. So his thoughts and his prayers are mostly about God, save my neck, save me from my brother. But there's another aspect as well. And that is that he's out there trying to fulfill his father and his mother's command, go and find a bride. Do not take a bride from the local girls. Go to the family, find a bride there. Get married, like your parents told you. This is a mitzvah. This is a higher calling. He's trying to fulfill the mitzvah of his parents, and it's a mitzvah of God to listen to our parents, and therefore, he has a higher calling. So, What he did was, he had a ladder from earth to heaven. There was a link between his earthly problem, his brother's trying to kill him, his fear of his brother, with a heavenly issue that he's trying to fulfill God's will. He's trying to fulfill his parents' command and desire. And he says in general that tzaddikim, truly righteous people, they're yecholim lekasher, they are able to unite, connect, and tie together machshavotam b'tfilah, their thoughts in prayer, b'dvarim elyonim, with higher concerns, matters that are heavenly and above what we have here. It's really a reflection of something we find in Pirkei Avot, in the principles of the chapters of our ethical principles, the Pirkei Avot, Pirkei Avos, where it says, Atzei Ritzono Kirtzonech, try to make God's will your will. You say, well, I need this. I don't need it because it's just my will. God, that which I want should be in sync with what you want, God, because I want the wealth so I can provide for my family, so I can concentrate on my studies and my learning and my Torah. I can be ethical at my work. I don't have to cut corners to make a living. Your will is my will. What I need, it has to do with you, God, because if you give me what I need, then I could observe the Shabbos properly, and I can be ethical properly, and I can be a good person to my wife, to my children. I can teach them Torah. So my will, my mundane needs, it's really your need, God. You can link the two. You can make a stairway to heaven between your needs and God's needs. Zohar Mor says that in general, this image of the ladder is an important principle and secret that really pervades his whole commentary. And the idea, it's a mystical idea, he gets it from the Zohar, of uniting everything. The goal in life is the secret that Yaakov eventually learns, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Shema is associated with Jacob. Jacob is associated with the ladder. The ladder is associated with the unity of everything, the mundane and the holy. He can connect the two. And therefore, this connects to another idea that Zohar Mor says, that there are two mystical realms, as the Gemara in Chagiga, the Mishnah in Chagiga, in the Talmud, explains, that there are two mystical realms. One is to understand the creation of the world, Maisa Bereishis. I have no idea what the mystical meanings are. I'm not talking about the 7 days of creation as outlined in Genesis. I'm talking about the mystery of creation that only the mystics know. That's one aspect of what a mystic needs to know, a prophet needs to know, a Jacob needs to know. Second mystical thing is the Maser Merkava, things similar to the heavenly entourage that we see in described in the first chapter of Yechezkel, which we're forbidden to delve into too deeply, something to do with the mysteries of heaven and how God functions in this world. That's the Maser Merkava and the Maser Bereishit. He says this ladder links the mystical experience of understanding how the world exists, the Maaseh Bereishit, the act of Genesis in its mystical form, and the Maaseh Merkava, the heavenly ways and the heavenly mysteries. And together, he brings them together. It's not two different realms. The earthly mysteries and the heavenly mysteries, they all link together. After all, we are human beings. Our major concerns, as the Torah says, rak rak ol hayom. Basically, what do we think about all day? It tends to be very picky, mundane kinds of concerns. That's who we are. Whether it's interest in sports, the stock market, petty things in our families, petty interchanges and exchanges between friends and coworkers. These are things that occupy our minds. And the question is, can we elevate that? Can we bring that to a different level? Can we connect it with the Maaseh HaMerkava, with the heavenly throne? And Zohar Mor says, when Yaakov was able to connect that, then he was ready for Nevuah, he was ready for prophecy, he was ready to go on to the next stage, he was ready to be a different kind of human being, the ultimate human being, as the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim would say. The prophet who is Jacob, is the ultimate human being, the human being who, through wisdom, understanding what's important in life, is able to connect the most mundane with the divine. That's Jacob's achievement. That's his dream. That's his vision. That's the message. And that's our goal as well, to make God's will our will. And when, as Rabbi Soloveitchik describes, when you have a unity of those wills, then you've truly uplifted the mundane achieve one of the greatest purposes of religion, of Judaism, of Torah, to uplift the mundane, to connect to God through the mundane. Thank you for joining us here at the Andrei Sfar Beth Lamed congregation for a discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for a discussion of holidays, how-to videos, and more. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.